Well, Father God, we just praise you this day. We do thank you that you do miracles. You're doing great. There is no one like you. We can sing that song, Father, and endlessly. We can sing it and not stop because you are so great. There's so much to you, Father, that it's amazing what you're doing in our lives and what we see on the regular. But Father, once again, as we are able to come together, those that are here live and those on the virtual stream and those that will hear it, Father God, let us once again have ears to hear and eyes to see what it is that you're saying and showing us in this hour. Lord, there's so many things just still going on in our world, Lord. We just go day by day, actually moment by moment in many cases. And we're blessed when we see another week that we're able to come together again. Because so much has happened in the prior week. But Father, our eyes are on you. We got to stay on you. And Lord, as you have me share this word today, once again, let me decrease as you would increase. That I would be out of the way and you would be all in focus. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, church. Oh, man. Well, again, great to be here with you. I never take for granted an opportunity to stand before you and share what the Lord has showed me. And just as we're continuing to walk this thing out together, this spiritual Christian journey that we're all are a part of. We may have our individual walks, but we're walking in unity as we continue to pursue towards our Father. Amen.
Amen.
In saying that, I'm wanting to share the title of today's message with you, and that is Next Level. Next Level. When you hear the word next level, not putting anybody on the spot, but just if anybody would just even comment out. When somebody says next level, what do you think about? Anything come to mind when somebody just says next level? Not all at one time, don't everybody speak. What did you say, Sister Loretta? Promotion. Sister Loretta said promotion. That's a good one, Sister Loretta.
New challenge.
Sister Shelley said new challenge. That's good too. New challenge. I won't continue to ask the question. It's, you know, you can have it formed even in your mind, but just wanted to hear a comment or so of generally what people might think about when you hear somebody say next level. I think it's interesting, church, that word, depending on what you're talking about, would mean different things. We had a couple that were shared. If you think about, even as what Sister Reddy just said, you know, promotion, a lot of times, if you think from a job or your career perspective, you get promoted to a new position, the next level. If you think in sports, a lot of times you think about, you have various levels in sports. If you think about college sports, right? You're playing at that level, but then the next level is pros. You go to the pros. But even within the pro level, there are levels. You've got guys or women that get this church. Everybody's in the league, but everybody don't get paid the same money. Everybody's not performing at the same level. You got superstar NBA players, and you got star NBA players. You have to be at a certain level to make it to the league, but then there are those that excel beyond that. AKA the Michael Jordans of the past and Kareems and those guys from back then. And then you can think of today's superstars of the LeBrons and the Stephs and those guys, right? They're at another level. They're on teams and all these guys can play. All got game. They made it to the NBA. They made it to the big time. But they're carrying a different weight. You know, there's certain things that come at that level that they've stepped up to. When you start talking about, you know, again, the Steph Currys and LeBrons, the money that they're getting paid compared to guys that have stepped into the league or even the level that they're playing at compared to these guys. These guys have been carrying teams, winning championships, different levels. So you have that when you think about different things in our society naturally that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, next level, you know, even from a personal perspective, like, man, you know, where am I at today and kind of where do I want to be tomorrow? You know, do I want to stay and keep operating here or do I want to go higher? Oh, come on, church. Get ready to edge in now. We'll focus, I think, a little more individually as we go on. But the Lord wanted me to, as a lot of times he does, kind of set a stage for us so we kind of know what we're talking about to get a feel for where things may be going as he's continued to speak to us and give us a broader perspective of things. So that, again, next level and how a lot of times people will immediately look at something, you know, work. Think about even companies and you're a CEO of a particular company. Guess what? There are different levels as CEOs. They're all not making the same money. They could be leading a different, you know, different corporations, but there's certain ones that everybody will speak of like, hey, if they speak, everybody's coming to the conference. You know, somebody else or whatever, not so much of a draw. You know, you think of companies like Amazon, again, the Jeff Bezos and these billionaires, you know, that run these companies. They just got to show up and the people are going to show up. But you think of a smaller firm or something like that, that person's still a CEO, have major responsibility, but variations. So that kind of gives us like a, I would almost say a worldly view of what most of us generally would think about of like next level. Like, what does that mean for me? That gets kind of personal. If you say next level, what most of us, you say that, you're thinking about myself. But I want to share some with you that many people don't talk a lot about, or their story is not really portrayed out to the magnitude that it was. And I'm speaking from a biblical perspective. You know, week after week in various sermons, we talk about those big names. Again, the Abrahams, the Davids, right? The Pauls, right? Hannah, I mean, different ones, right? Ruth, some of those names that you know that did some significant in the kingdom. And they had a role that people would just look at, you know, oh man, Abraham, father of many nations, you know. They, matter of fact, they had a nickname associated with them. That God changed their name, you know, Abram to Abraham. Right? Sarai to Sarah. Come on, Sister Loretta. Right? They had a name change because what they were stepping into was magnitude. But this one, church, I think you're going to find really interesting because when I say her name, because a lot of times we speak a lot about males in the Bible, more males spoken about in the Bible than the women. When I say her name, you might immediately say, oh, yeah, we know who she was. Yeah, that was, you know, that big, important, or whatever, right? But she kind of falls off into the shadows, you know? Just like, oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it may come up at a certain time of the year, you might even thinking about her, because what she's associated with. But when we break it down a little bit more, you'll be like, wow, her name's Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Not Mary and Martha, not Mary of Bethany. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Church, when I think about, or should I say, when God showed me this in regards to next level, it blew my mind. And the fact of Mary, if you look, church, and we know the story, she carried the Messiah. Wow. That in itself, of just talking about playing a role, a major role. But in thinking about that, church, think about this. She carried the Messiah. Well, guess what? All attention went on the Messiah. It wasn't no bigger than that. Jesus, that was everything. He's the reason we're here. I mean, he's everything. There ain't nobody bigger in the Bible than Jesus. And so you think about her role in that she was the one chosen to carry the chosen one. Ooh, that just hit me. Chosen to carry the chosen one. And we know some of the, if you say the murkiness around it in terms of like, okay, she was a virgin and the whole idea of how she was conceived and without, you know, having relations with, you know, with Joseph and all this kind of stuff, all the kind of how that might have looked like in society of this is the one that God chose. Let me read something to you, church, because it will really, I believe, kind of blow your mind when you just kind of pause for a minute and say like, wow, you know, we know, again, Christmas time and when, you know, this the nativity scenes are displayed and they talk about, you know, going to Bethlehem and Mary and Joseph. And we know her name then and, you know, all the things that were kind of happening around that. But even in thinking about that, guys, it was still the buildup for the Messiah. The one that was to come. Yeah. So she had a major role, but after that, kind of fades to the shadows, right? You know, as far as what's talked about. We can imagine some of the things that may have been involved, but that's not what was really talked about of what Mary did or her role or different things of that magnitude. So church, I want to read this to you because I found it very interesting even for myself of we have a family tradition in the Maynards. At Christmas time, we read the Christmas story and that being the birth of Jesus. The famous Luke 2. Go through it every year. But I generally, or I actually would say, I never go back to Luke 1. Right? Which was the setup before he was to be born. And let me read this to you, church. This is Luke 1, 26 through 28. And again, bringing back to you the idea of what our title was of next level. Luke 1, starting verse 26, says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. They called it betrothed. A descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, greetings, favored woman. Favored woman. The Lord is with you. Angels are showing up. Confused and disturbed. So imagine Mary now. Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. Verse 32, he will be very great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. Powerful stuff, church. Verse 33. And he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. You imagine this angel saying something to you. Just shows up. Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I am a virgin. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Oh, my goodness, church. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Remember I was talking about in the shadows? But now we're talking about the Holy Spirit. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. Verse 36. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren. People used to say, you heard that, right? But she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail. By the way, that was John the Baptist that was on the way. Verse 38. Here's some key stuff here, guys. This is the first point, I would say, of speaking about next level, or if you're a part of next level. Says, Mary responded. Now, guys, let me pause for a second. Imagine this. Again, give us some scenario here. First off, there was not a whole lot talked about of Mary's life. What she did prior to Jesus and even after. We know she was following around when she was his mother and saw him preach, and she was with him when he was crucified and all that type of stuff, right? But guys, and give us some context, in Jewish custom, and particularly back then, they said that Mary was like between the ages of 12 and 16. When she had conceived Jesus. A girl. Not even a young adult. Early teens. You talking about having a baby, but not even having a baby. Oh my God, right? Talking about miraculous conception. An angel coming to you at 12 or 13 years old saying this to you. So think about that. Now, again, in Jewish customs, it was not uncommon. That's kind of, they got married at early ages. You know, they were basically, arranged marriages and things of that nature. So they were in early stage. But again, we're talking about an angel coming to you and saying, you're going to have the Messiah. So now here we go. Mary responded and said, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. So that's number one, guys, in talking about next level. She said, I am a servant of the Most High God. Oh, come on, church, right? Meaning like, hey, I know who I am. Now, this was a little bit beyond what I would be kind of trying to comprehend, but in the same token, right, I know who I serve, so I receive it. Oh, man, church, I'm his servant, number one. Let me read on. Now we go into Elizabeth's part of this, starting with verse 39. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her. Because remember, Elizabeth was pregnant now. Older woman, actually old in age. Remember we saw about before? They said she was barren and all, but never conceived and all. Now, again, Holy Spirit already had told Mary and them what was going down when she got to Elizabeth's place. Get this, guys, just house already set up. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now here's Elizabeth prophetically speaking to Mary, because she's filled with the Holy Spirit. She says this, Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary. Here we go, church. God has blessed you above all women. Oh, come on, church, right? And your child is blessed. Why am I honored? I am so honored that the mother of my Lord See, she already had, she had received the Holy Spirit, so God pretty much already told her what was going down. That Mary carried the Messiah. She visited me. When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. That was John the Baptist, guys, jumping when Jesus came in. Woo! My God. You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said. Point number two was, first was, she said, I'm a servant of the Most High God. I knew who I am. Again, we're talking about next level attitude, next level operation type stuff, right? And Mary knowing this. Number two was, guess what? God called her out through Elizabeth and told her, hey, you have been chosen among all other women. Guys, we're talking about giving, basically, Jesus is in your belly. You're going to be the one birthing Jesus. What? Guys, if that ain't next level, I don't know what is. That's a whole different level. Ain't nobody, I mean, that you're the one. Now, we know Jesus was the one, but she was the one before Jesus. Oh, my God. Right? God said, you're the one that's going to carry the blessed child above all other women. Guys, 12 years old or 13 or 14, again, young. Are you kidding me? And you're receiving this. So that's point number two. Now, point three, next level. After all of that went down, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, our message about praise, oh, come on, church, being the breakthrough, the answer to breakthrough. Mary gets all of this, first off, again, telling him I'm the servant of the Most High. I know I am. That's next level thinking, right? God speaks it to me, calls me out, lets me know I'm next level. And now I'm going to give him praise. Guys, the next several chapters, I won't read it all, but I'll read the first couple of verses. This is Mary praising. She says, oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice, get this church, of his lowly servant girl. Lowly servant girl. Guys, a nobody. Meaning, we're all nobodies. We're somebody to God, but not meaning we're not a name that's known out because of some status that we get associated with. I'm not a superstar NBA player, right? Back to Jeff Bezos again. I'm not a multi-millionaire yet. Ooh, oh, man, my goodness. Oh, let me get going. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not for a company that I run or whatever those kind of things. I mean, the status, what the world sees, right? I'm just Brother Kurt. Woo, my God, right? Not just Brother Kurt, I'm Brother Kurt. I'm Evangelist Glenn. I'm Sister Shelley. I'm Sister Loretta. I'm Sister Yvette. I'm Sister Barbara. I'm Pastor Conrad. And anybody else on this line, I'm Sister Loma, right? See, the world may not know our name, but God does. Oh, God, church. Okay, she continues. For the mighty one is holy, and he has done great things for me. This is the moment to sing that song. You are great. You do miracles so great. Come on, church. Oh, let me get on here. He shows mercy from generation to generation. This is a 12, 13-year-old girl doing this, guys. Okay. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. Ooh, my God. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful, for he made his promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Wow. Church, next level. Now think about this. Here's a, I'll give her a couple of years. I'll give her a little older. Here's possibly a 16-year-old girl that's carrying the Messiah. Now, back to, there's not much talked about of her earlier life, even her parents. I read something about her mom was named Anne, or their different views. But basically, she was a Jewish girl, right? Worshiping at the temple at an early age. Matter of fact, it says something about how they knew, like even her parents knew, like she was already off from them because she was so focused on the Lord, worshiping at the temple at that early of an age, which is why she was already being separated out. Guys, next level operations, meaning us performing in that or being called to the next level, if you look at some of the traits of what we did know about Mary, she was humble. She was a servant. Okay. She was devoted to God. Was not caught up in herself. She talks about a lowly servant girl. Now, I don't think she was thinking bad things about herself, but she was just saying like, hey, you know, I ain't all that. You know, I'm just out here doing my little piece or whatever. Huh, sounds like a whole lot of us. I'm not doing it all. I'm just trying to do my little thing, whatever, right? But guys, in the midst of that, God said, you're the one. You're the one that's going to carry the birth child, the Messiah, the Christ, right? The Savior of the world. Guys, if you just continue to think about that, 12-year-old girl, in the midst of that, she's in an environment where, remember, she's a virgin. So when she's betrothed to Joseph, and y'all know that story where, you know, like, hey, how could she, you know, how could she be pregnant and they didn't have a relationship? Come on, Sister Loretta, right? And so Joseph was ready to divorce her. He's like, hey, wait a minute. We get married, we ain't did nothing yet, but you can have a baby. Come on, y'all. Hey, let's be real. Right? Oh man, I'm out, right? But it says the angel came to him. Oh, come on, church. And said, hey, no. This is of the Lord. Oh man, church. But still, I mean, come on, y'all. I love the Lord and I'm serving, but my mind's still gonna be kind of like, well, what? You know, like, okay, I got to really take this in. You know, but it said that they received that pretty quick and they went with it. Church, but still big stuff. And there's no, they don't talk about necessarily the age is not defined nowhere in there of either one of them. You know, it's kind of wild. Some writings talk about Joseph was an older man, but then others talk about he was around her age or just a few years older, whatever the case may be. But church, the point of it was, they went into their assignment. And they trusted God. Regardless of what it may have looked like. And at an early age, guys, no more than 16. You're talking about being a mother. Think about that in natural terms today. That's a big deal. We know that there's teenage pregnancies and stuff like that. But for the most part, at a teenage pregnancy, they ain't ready to have no children. They're still the children themselves. So you imagine back then. And again, she's a virgin. So church, being given the Messiah as the one that you're being called to birth and raise. Now, how about this, church? Remember I was talking about the shadows of, oh, you know, Elizabeth rejoiced, right? Her cousin, and like, oh, hey, Mary, you know, you basically, the Holy Spirit told me that you the one, you got the baby, we, this is great. And hey, and I got John the Baptist, you know what I mean, right? He's the forerunner for Christ. They in a tag team kind of thing. But guys, outside of that, can you imagine there ain't a whole lot of people you could be really talking to? Go on, understand, well, you know, the angel told me that I got the blessed one. Really? And so they get through that. Can't imagine the times, but now he comes. So the buildup is to when he's coming. He comes on the scene, right? The rejoicing and, you know, the anointed one is here, all this type of stuff, right? But now, remember, guys, Jesus came as man and as, oh, come on, church, right? right? He was all God, but he had all man. So he was operating and doing stuff that we would go through. He had the experience, so he knew how to minister to us. So here he is. Now she's the mother. Now you got to raise, come on, church, oh my God. You got to raise this kid. Oh, man. A kid that's gifted and anointed beyond anything that anybody's ever seen. So I know that Jesus was all about the will of my Father, but remember now, he's still a kid. He's still in flesh at times. So there's a battle still somewhere going on, I can imagine. And if he's still operating and going through things that we had to go through or we got to go through, he went through first. If his mom is raising him, can you imagine, guys? I had a kind of laugh at this one. So can you imagine Jesus kind of getting full of himself? Ooh, man. I'm all like, oh, Jesus. I can do miracles, right? However young he might have been as he was stepping into his stuff or whatever. But church, can you imagine her being a mother and still having to have strict guidelines? Oh, come on, church, right? You got to do what we say doing in this house, mm-hmm. right? Go clean your room. Oh, come on, right? And Jesus kind of talking about, I got to go heal somebody. Oh, man, church. Be like, you know what? The healing can wait. Clean your room. Right? They've been waiting all this long for the healing. They can wait another hour. Come on, church, right? Hey, discipline. Come on. Yes. But he's Jesus. But I'm the mother. And we know at the wedding, and where I had said that story before, when he turned the water into wine, and you know, basically was when they ran out of the wine, and mom's like, basically, hey, you know, do your thing. And he's like, my time is not come. Oh my God, the time is not yet come, right? You know, she like, and then she told his boys, dining and whatever, right? Well, do what he said. Because he told them kind of go do some church. What I'm saying is, there were some challenges that are not splayed out in the Bible.
Yes.
Because this was a child growing up. Yep, anointed, called to God, all those things. But he was given a mother for a reason and a father. But speaking of Mary right now, church, next level. See, what God wants you to understand, church, and where we're going today is that many of us, if we think about next level, most of the time, is this normal? We think about us. What does that mean for me? Hey, I'm doing this right now, just again, in the normal sense of things, if I'm working a particular job, if I'm doing that, hey, national think about, I want to make some more money. Who would? What's required at the next level? Ooh, man, church. I got to get to the next level. But church, a lot of times, that's our desire in a sense, a lot of our fleshly desires to do certain things, but we don't know the cost. We don't know what the next level really means. See? And in so many cases, a lot of us don't get to the next level because God will pause us. Because we're not ready. Ooh, pastor, you going there. We're thinking and wanting, and God's saying, not yet. There's some things you still got to understand and learn. Church, what I found, and it's really interesting, a key point about next level is that, one, if you're pursuing the next level and it's of God, he'll meet you there. Mm. He'll meet you there. Number two, this is the big one right here, church. Get ready for this one. Next level, whatever that might mean for you, next level generally is not just about you. Your next level may require you helping somebody else get to their next level. My God. Come on, church. I'm preaching now. Let me give you an example. Not to put them on the spot, but this is a very good one. Sister Yvette and Sister Loma are teachers. We all know that. I'm not putting their business in the street. We all know that. But a large part of their job is teaching others. They're teaching students, sister, right? Right? They're at different grades. How about this? Different levels. My God. Right? Well, church, in that, they are helping. Their main job is to get what? These kids to the next level. It could be the next level in whatever assignment that they're working on. They're working and starting at math at this level. They got to learn algebra, geometry, whatever case may be. There are different levels they go up to. These are the things of the math curriculum. So that you got it at that particular point, right? But church, they're also helping them to develop holistically. At least I believe that's what most teachers desire to do. They're not just teaching a subject. They got to engage with the student a little bit if they can, right? For them to get it. I witnessed that with Sister Yvette, and I know with Sister Loma. But church, what a lot of people don't realize, though, is your next level is tied to that. I'm just giving them as an example. Because as those students go up, you do too. It may not be measured necessarily in some of the worldly things of, well, I'm still teaching sixth grade, so there's still sixth grade pay. Oh, come on, sir. That's what the pay scale is. But in God, you went up to graduate school. Oh, my God, Sister Yvette. God was showing me this. See, many of us don't think, the point being, when we think next level, we think me versus we. See, if I can help you get to your next level, oh, guys, God will bring you to your next level. Because it's a connection point to that thing, right? It always is about, because again, it's about kingdom. It's about us all going forward. And people get caught in selfish motives and just me, mine, for, and all that kind of stuff. That's why I talk about Mary being humble. Guys, she carried the Messiah. The top dog of them all, the goat. Was no one close. They weren't even close. She got him. But yet, in doing what she had to do for him, guess what? She had to get out the way. Oh my gosh, her role, although in the natural, would almost look kind of diminished, but behind the scenes, she was all in it. You gonna do this? You gonna do that? Nope. You gonna listen? This is what a child has to do. A child has to grow up, mature in their ways. So, I got to instill some discipline in you. Guys, if that wasn't the case, she would have not had that. Jesus would have had a mother. God could just brought him in any kind of way. But again, he's trying to show us there's always an example. So you got right there about the home and the family. If Jesus had to, oh my God, follow some discipline and have some regimen and being raised or whatever the case may be, who are we? And people that think that, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to do what I want to do. So church, next level. I'm here to tell somebody, whether you're on this line or somebody's going to hear this down the line, I ask you a question. What's your next level? Where do you think your next level is? Meaning, what is it that you think you want to do next? Is it just, we've talked about this before, kind of ride off into the sunset? Hey, I've done some things in life. I'm just trying to maintain or whatever. Oh, by the way, Pastor, you know, I mean, that's nice you're saying some of this stuff, whatever, man. But, you know, back to, I'm dealing with life issues, life challenges, health matters, financial matters, all those things that are whatever. So next level, I'm just trying to get that taken care of. I can't even think about somebody else. Ooh, wrong answer. Wrong answer. Next level for somebody else is tied to your next level of you going up. And whatever that might be. See, Mary, guys, is a great example to us of somebody that, in a sense, served behind the scenes. Come on, y'all. Jesus? Just talking about him put her off to the side. Hey, oh yeah, Mary, the mother of Jesus, blah, 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 but on Jesus now. Yo, oh yeah, yeah, what y'all gonna do? Or we gonna, right, but on Jesus. That's the way it goes. But you have to be willing to humble yourself. And she said, I'm a lowly servant girl. She wasn't talking about that she wasn't nobody. It's just in terms of, hey, you know what? I'm just here to serve. I'm not looking to try to do all this. Lord, whatever it is that you would have for me. She said in the scripture, right? I'm your servant. Let it be unto me. That's what she told the angel. That's what God said or whatever. Let it be unto me. I don't understand it, but I'm his servant. If that's a part of being the servant, let it be unto me. Church, when we can kind of get this type of attitude flowing, see, a lot of folks are struggling right now for various reasons. Again, the natural means of things, whatever. But the point that the Father really wants to drive home on top of all of what's been said, see, if your next level, get this, church, is based in the world, you missed it. Your next level focus needs to be in the kingdom, in kingdom mind. And church, if you address that, right, he'll bring you the other stuff, whatever else that you need. See, next level is, Lord, what's my next level in you? How do I get higher in you? Yeah, sure, I would like that promotion over here, and that would give me some little more money, and I could do some more with my family, whatever. Those are noble and good things to do. In mind, boom. God sees all that though. But he's like, remember I shared with y'all 2 weeks ago, where's your praise? When he told me, hey, Pastor Tom, you preach pretty good. I like all that, but how's your praise? Right? The praise is again in him. Next level. That's next level, guys. In him. If you get a hold of that kind of next level thinking, again, we talked about professions and basketball and college to pros and all those levels. Yeah, worldly levels. I'm talking about a kingdom level. How are you climbing in the kingdom? Pause there for a second. See, there are some media things that you can think of, right? Well, I'm praying. Well, what's next level? Praying more. Oh, man, right? Well, I'm praising. What's next level? Praising more. Right? Up in the game in each of those areas. Guys, that is the key. See, we've had all of these, again, the last message that I shared 2 weeks ago. Is this it? Remember that one? Oh, that was powerful, guys. Is this it? Well, often, is this it? Well, then, if it isn't it, then it's the next level. How do I get to the next level? Guys, the next level is the pursuit of the King. Yeah. As we pursue him, all that other stuff. That's why it says, seek ye first. Matthew 6:33. The kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things will be added unto thee. Hey, seek him first. All other stuff's coming. But see, when we think about just ourselves in terms of the next level, that's as far as it's gonna go. But you bring somebody else along, like a assistant event and a sister Loman that's focused in that area to the least of these. Oh my goodness, hallelujah, right? The little kids that are hey, next level, they're going beyond their media. Remember we said before, hey, they're interceding on behalf of his parents for a lot of these kids that don't even have good relationships at home. So they're not just teaching math. They're talking about social skills and how to interact with their own family. That's next level. See, guess what, guys? Next level is just following the script. Oh, my goodness, right? Next level is being open to what God's script is and what God is saying to do right now. Oh, that child doesn't need the math assignment right now. I hear Sister Yvette talking to some of these students. I used to joke with her and say, man, y'all having a good time. Hey, she's talking about other stuff. But guess what? Guess what, guys? Because they ain't ready to receive the math yet. They're coming off with some other issues they're trying to work through. So she couldn't teach them math yet. They got to get that stuff clear and let the child know, hey, okay, you're good. Now you're ready to receive the math. If she just came in talking about the math, they ain't getting nothing out of it. So church, next level requires being open, being able to look and sense and see, oh, hey, I don't need to push that right now. We'll get back to that. Church, that's what the king means. It needs next level thinkers, next level operators, right? People performing at the next level. Church, last week, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and in the worldly sense, this would sound arrogant, because this ain't, it ain't about me, and it ain't in arrogance, but speaking from a kingdom perspective, you would get it. But we were talking and talking about some of the things we had going on, what we're doing. And he said to me, he said, Conrad, he said, you next level, brother. I was like, oh, I didn't know how to receive it. I was like, oh, it's a compliment. But I was just like, huh, what? He said, brother, you next level, right? And I was like, guys. And I just said, thank you. I didn't even know how to receive it. I knew it was a compliment. I was just like, okay, thanks, man, right? Guys, God confirmed it to me the next day. God said to me, I was talking to God about some things, guys, literally the next day. And I said, God, I would love to have this, right? Because guys, right now, I've told y'all before, you know, I've been in a place probably the last couple months, God's just blowing my mind about some stuff, you know, in terms of what he's showing me. And I'm trying to ready people that come on my path that he shows me, is definitely with us in terms of getting us ready. Guys, and I was saying, God, I would love to have that, you know, for this reason, because not for me, right? But to be able to do greater things in ministry, or this would happen, right? I was just talking, right? You know what God said? Next level. Oh my God, sir. It's like, I mean, like clearly, like that's waiting for you at the next level, and you're right on your way to it. Church, I was like, I called my friend back up and I said, hey man, what did you say to me yesterday? I was like, I was going to make sure. He said, I said, you next level. I said, oh my God. Church, God is ready to bring us to the next level. See, you're operating at this level. A part of what happened with Mary, so remember, she said, if I'm a servant of the Most High, and basically telling the angel, if that's what he said, let it be so, okay? But then in the next part that I read to you, basically God said, I have chosen you, Mary, above all these other women. So meaning God calls you up to the next level. See, when that works coincidentally, meaning, hey, God knows the desires of our heart, and if the desires are not selfish and all about you, man, do you not think God's gonna wanna make that happen for you? Because he's making it happen for him. Oh, goodness, church, right? Right? Kingdom is at hand, right? I don't want this for me. I got what I need, right? But God, if we can do this. See, guys, the world, the vision or the view of the world is that people get caught in the materialistic. And they say, well, you know what? I look at these non-believers, and y'all know what I'm talking about, because we've all been there. Like, man, if I had that money, how, you know, they're out here doing this, you know, doing dirt. And got all this money. And we know there's another side of that, because, you know, many of them ain't sleeping that night. But we say to ourselves, like, man, if I had that or whatever I could do, I wish I had that. And here I am barely making it. You got some men and women of God that are out here preaching. They're trying to pay the mortgage on the church. And you're saying, like, hey, man, I'm serving God. Like, why is this such a struggle or whatever? And God's like, I got you. You know, however I'm doing it right now, I still need you to preach the word, right? Do what I'm saying to do. And so, church, when you get caught up in the worldly and say, like, well, they got that, I wish I could have that. But God's like, you're looking at the wrong thing, right? I'm doing it the way I'm doing it with you. And see, if you can get off of you and realize next level is bringing us all up. Come on, church, right? We all go, right? It ain't just about me and just what, hey, guys. If I didn't tell you before, I'll tell you now. Hey, if the Lord drops it, I'm talking about that kind of blessing that's overwhelming. We all in this thing, man. Hey, we all going out. It ain't like, oh, you know, I'm over here living up some castle or something like that. Hey, man, I'm at a level right now of just whatever I got to be able to bless into somebody if God has used me. Because it ain't mine. So, church, imagine. You think God wants to withhold that from you? Because you got bigger in mind of blessing other people. It says blessed to be a blessing, Sister Larry. Amen. Right? He's called us blessed to be a blessing. So church, in saying all that back to you, same thing applies. Wherever you're sitting today, whatever your situation is, if you think next level and say, well, you know what, God? I'm ready for the next level. And it may be, like I said, let me step up my praise game. Let's start basic. Let me step up my prayer game. Right? That's next level. But point being, let it be kingdom minded, guys, not earthly minded. Once you get it there, oh man, all this other whatever else you need is gonna come. Remember I was talking about being up at night and worrying and you know, can't sleep. And then I said, hey, if you start replacing the worry with worship, come on, Loretta, right? And more worship, less worry. More worship, less work. Guys, it's the same thing. It's not complicated. It's not a complex matter how God works. He's very simple in his operation. He's a miraculous at how he can do certain things. But God, you do this, he does that. But you got to do your part. Oh my goodness, church. Amen. In closing, next level. Is for all of us. Hear this very clearly, church. You can sit back and say, well, I don't need anything more. God's provided a roof over my head. I got food to eat and clothes on my back. Okay. Sounds good. I've said that before too, Sister Reddy. But what, as I've grown in God, guess what, church? That's actually selfish. Ooh, yeah. Because I know it's bigger than me.
Yes.
So if I'm just comfortable with that, I'm not thinking the way God thinks. Because I don't want it just for me. I want to be a blessing to somebody else. So if I got some more food, that means I can give some more food away. Oh, come on, church, right? If I got some more clothes, I can give some more clothes away. If I got some more money, I can give money away according to how God would do it. See, I'm not trying to do it to interfere with what God is doing somebody's life. Oh, come on, church, that's a different thing. God's trying to teach somebody something. I'm not the one to come in and say, oh, bypass that, here you go. No, no, no. This is according to what God says. If God says, Pastor Conrad, Sister Yvette, do that. And you can do it, we do it. But if he says, hold tight, I'm working on them about something, they got to learn something, as Brother Allen would say. They got to learn something today. Church, next level back to is you helping somebody else get to their next level.
Yes.
If we get that mindset, I know many of you do have it. Many, I know the hearts on several of the people on this call. That are like, hey, you know what, Pastor, if this happened, we all good, right? I happen to have a lot of family on this call and think very similar. But there's people that are not directly family to me that hear these messages or whatever and may not think that way. But the key, guys, in this hour we're living in, we're seeing more and more. Sister Yvette and I hear some stories, guys. I mean, everybody hears different stories, but people are struggling. It is real. It is real. Guys, I was in a restaurant last week. Just showing how God is always working. That's why I know it's far beyond me. I was in a restaurant last week. The server came and was serving me food. I was with a friend, served me food. We were talking and he's like, hey man, where you from? You know, what do you do? Whatever. Told him I was pastor. He said, oh man, you know, my parents are heavily involved in the church, you know, they're doing different things, right? Matter of fact, he said, I went to church today and I'm glad that I did because I'm struggling with something. I said, oh boy, here we go. God's always doing something, guys. And just look at him. Now guys, back to the spirit, and I only call this out just to, in terms of when God is moving, it doesn't matter who it is or what it is, right? This is a young white male. So not like, you know, he saw a brother, you know, guy, oh yeah, I can talk. No, the spirit is talking.
Yes.
And again, an older guy, he's a younger guy, right? And I just looked at him, he said that. He went back, got the rest of my food, and he came back, and I looked at him. God said, now. And I said, hey, I said, you mentioned that your family was going through something. And you were glad you went to church, at least you felt a little bit better. And he said, yes, sir. Yes, pastor. He's calling pastor at that time too. And I said, well, you know what? I said, I'm glad that happened, but I just feel like, if you wouldn't mind, can I pray for you? Oh, come on, church. He said, would you? Guys, you never know what's going on. See, God's already set the stage, right? He's waiting for this. See, if I'm not being obedient, missed opportunity, right? You thinking in your mind, well, whatever. No, if God shows you and says, do it, I said, you want to pray for you? Guys, he was like, would you? Like, boom. I was like, oh, kind of threw me off. You know, he responds so quick. Guys, pray for that young man right at the table in the middle of this restaurant. Hey, guys, when I finished praying, or should I say the Lord finished speaking, that young man had tears in his eyes. He said, guys, he was like, Pastor, he said, oh, my God, right at the table with me. He said, man, I needed that so bad. That was so powerful. He's like, I got to take a break. He's working. He said, I got to take my break right now. I got to go back in the back and sit down for a minute. I said, do what you need to do, right? He said, oh, God. He was walking away saying, thank you, church. I said, thank you, Jesus, right? He went to the back. He came back afterwards to give me my check, you know, for my food and everything. He looked at me. He said, sir, pastor, thank you so much. You don't know how much I needed that. I said, God did, right? Guys, next level. My God. That's next level. See, it wasn't about me. It was about being obedient, but next level. See, what you may be doing or not thinking about, whatever, but somebody else needs. Guys, he was a stranger, but not a stranger in the kingdom. I didn't have to know, but you don't know. God sent me all the way to that spot or whatever for me to meet that man. Now, let me really blow your mind. Guess what his name was? Thomas. You know in the Bible, Doubting Thomas?
Yep.
The one that said, Jesus, is that you? I got to pierce your side. Oh, come on, Loretta. Let me see your hands, your wrists, or whatever, right? Like, pierce your side. Guys, you know what God said to me after all that? He's like, yep, son, you did what I needed you to do, right? He said, yep, his name was Thomas, right? He had doubts. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Right? He had doubts. He was wondering if I was going to be there for him. His family's going through some stuff. He was wondering whatever, right? He said he got a little bit of the dose when he went to church this morning, and he said he felt better. But you bought the icing on top of the cake. Oh, my God. He did what I said to do. Now he knows. Oh, my God. He knows who I am. He knows I didn't leave him. Church, that's how serious it is. This is somebody I didn't know, right? Oh, guys, next level. You operate like that, God's going to take you to your next level. And he's got all your things taken care of. See, we're just thinking right here, me, I got to do something. He's like, no, next level is up. In closing, many of you may be moved by the message and feel like, wow, you know, Pastor, that happened to you. I doubt that would ever happen to me. Woo, my God. But God would use me that way. Matter of fact, I really don't pray like that. You know, I'm just whatever. And so that it makes me feel kind of good, but I don't know if that would ever be where I would be at. Church, God wants to use and will use anybody that makes himself available. Your call might have not been to pray for him like that. You could have prayed for him silently. Woo, my God. Right? Just said, hey, you know what? We even said to him, I'll be praying for you. Didn't have to be a call out prayer like I did, whatever. Right? In touch. However, but being open and obedient, church.
Yes.
See, we get caught up in all of this head stuff. Well, I don't know about this. And well, right? Holy Spirit. Let him in. He's already in, but let him operate. He said, oh, do it. Do it. In doing it, guys, it's tied to your next level. You're thinking, okay, maybe, maybe not. And Pastor, again, great, great message. And I can see you're a little fired up. Yeah, great. Guys, I'm not fired up for the sake of firing up. I'm fired up because it's real. I'm living this thing. I'm seeing it. Guys, y'all know me. I ain't about me. It ain't like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm just trying to do what God asked me to do. Hey, buddy said, next level to me. I never heard that. Nobody ever said, I mean, like, just talking to you, you next level. I just won't. God said it to me the next day. Next level, right? The stuff that you asked me, it's coming. Next level. Because you're going there, next level. It ain't about you. See, son, I know you've learned now. Oh, come on, church. See, I couldn't tell you this 10 years ago. How about this? I couldn't tell you this last year. Oh, my goodness, Sister Yvette. I couldn't tell you this last year. Yeah, I was preaching last year. Growing in the Lord, just like you, whatever you're doing. But, guys, where I am right now, I'm at another level. I'm not at the same level I was last year. I'm not bragging on me. It ain't nothing like that. I'm just saying what God is doing. Guys, next level. So my thinking is beyond what I've been thinking. See, I would be thinking in the past because I've said to myself, God, I don't want to, I'm not trying to have that for the material aspect of having something or whatever, right? But God's like, but son, now you see the hurt of my people. Oh my God, you see the need. You're working in it day in, day out. You're seeing the folks in the food lines and they're not getting shorter. You're seeing people trying to get medicine and they can't pay for it. Sister Yvette and I just got a story today that somebody called us and told us something. And you're saying like, really? Right? And it doesn't look any better. Guys, it's not looking any brighter. Each day when you follow the next thing on the news and the next thing that happened. And I'm saying, God, hey, what God has allowed to happen with me, guys, over the last year or so, is fill his heart and break my heart. And I'm saying, God, like, really, God? And he's like, yep. See, you got to go through some stuff, guys, to be able to minister through some stuff. See, I don't have to literally go through every single thing, but some of the stuff I've been through, some of the health stuff, I mean, I witnessed very close things with my own immediate family, my wife and certain things of that nature, my parents. But guys, when I went through some of the stuff too, but when you, now God gives you a feel for it that like, hey, you know, now you can minister to that because you've been there. Not that you want to go there. Who says I want to have a broken, you know, bone or you know, some kind of illness or disease and then get delivered and then be able to say, well, you know what? God delivered me from it, so can you. But God, there's something to that. But what he's done with me, I'm saying, God, little old me, you know, the baby at this stage of the game, and God's like, you, I'm calling you up. You going places. And I'm like, God, I just want to do what you call me. He's like, I know. That's why you're going places. It's not for you. It's time for people to see me in church. I'm telling you like I'm telling you. That young Thomas, guys, he was about 20 years old, Sister Shelley. He's only 20 years old. You can see the desperation in his eyes. And I'm saying to myself, man, you know, I know that I see things more in the spirit now, and you can see stuff going on with people. Sister Loretta, you're just like, wow, you know, there's a battle going on, right? But, hey, this young man is just doing his job. He's at work, right? Serving the table, right? Probably like a Mary or whatever. I'm just a little slow serving girl, right? Serving food to the customer. He had a smile or whatever, but I could see the grimace. Oh, my God, church. And I'm like, man. And then he just said that. Oh, you're a pastor. He's like, yeah, well, I went to church. I feel a little better today because my family's going through some stuff. You're like, man, everybody going through some stuff. But then church, God said, pray for him. Right? Guys, that was the thing he needed. See, how about this, church? We've talked about some of this kind of before, but how about this? Suppose, oh my God, I didn't do what God said. And I just said, oh, you know, I could have prayed at this church, but not prayed with it. Just said, well, you know, I'll just pray for him, whatever. But God told me, pray, go ahead and pray. Church, suppose that young man was on his last leg. Oh my God, church. Suppose he was contemplating. Ooh, contemplating. Remember, doubting Thomas. God's not going to show up for me. Why am I even doing this? Suppose, church, that was his last day at the restaurant. Oh my God. But God sent me in there to let him know that I see you, young man. I know there's stuff going on with your family and you are confused and you don't know what to do.
But taking your life isn't the answer. Oh, my God, church. Right? God's like, oh, no, no, no. You go in there, Pastor Conrad, my son. Pray with that young man. Let him know that I'm for real. Guys, that's how God works. But see, obedience is the key in that. Who knows? All I know is the reaction that he had. Hey, guys, it was more than that's a nice little thing. He was dealing with some stuff, Sister Shelley. He like, whoa, I just did that part. So church, wherever you are, whatever opportunity comes your way, listen to what he says to you. If he says pray, go ahead and pray. Don't think, well, that's not going to make so much of a difference, whatever, everybody's praying. Do your part. You taking somebody else or doing somebody else to the next level will bring you to your next level. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Oh, my God, church. Lord Jesus, help us, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, church. I pray you received that today. Next level thinking. Next level operating. It's bigger than us. But when we step to it, it becomes about us. Because God's like, you doing that? I got you. Right? Again, you going and helping somebody else go to their level? Oh, I'm bringing you to yours. Whatever you need. That's how it works, guys. Oh, Jesus. I hope the Mary story helped give you light a different way. I'm going to close with some prayer. We'll share anything anybody wants to share. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you're a next level guy. See, Father, you never want to leave us where we're at. You always want us to grow further in you. Yep, the world, so many things out there and next level promotions and things that we would want to focus on. And yeah, that's fine. Nothing wrong with promotion in the job and making more money and all of those things, Father God. But we're not trying to get next level in you. We're missing it. Not understanding connection, that next level in you brings all of that, if we're so happy. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things added unto thee. So, Father, I pray that your sons and daughters heard what you're saying, Father, and that you would continue to speak well beyond this call. Because, see, many of us, like Mary spoke and said, she's a lowly servant. Many of us feel that literally, though. See, Mary knew who she was in you. She was just humbled by being able to serve you. She was talking in a different way. But many of us, Father, we think we're lowly in nothing. Oh, God. We look at our circumstances and say, oh, okay, I'm coming along. But, you know, God really doesn't have much more for me. And, God, you're like, I got a whole lot for you. But if you're just thinking about you, then there probably isn't a whole lot for you. This, I need you to help bring somebody else up and whatever that might be. There's too much knowledge and wisdom that's been instilled in all of you at this stage in life. It's not for waste. It's not for nothing. Somebody needs it and whatever that might be. But as you seek in the Lord, back to our seek, you'll find it. He'll show you what you got for somebody else. And so, Father, we thank you again for this time. Lord, continue to grow us, challenge us in whatever ways we need challenging, Lord. This world is dying day by day. But Father God, let us die to self and flesh day by day, that we grow more in you. And Father, as we do that, we will achieve the next level and the next level and the next level. And it won't be based on worldly needs, Lord God. It's on your kingdom, where you're growing us, Lord. So, Father, we thank you again this day. We give you all the praise. We love you. You do miracles great, as that opening song said. And we thank you that you're doing miracles in our lives every day. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, brother. My goodness. Whew. Anybody got a comment before we close out? Brother Kurt. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Kurt.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I guess me looking at so hard in the screen here, you knew I had something to say. Please have patience with me. You have definitely taken me, and I'm quite sure everybody on this line, to the next level. And I want to thank you for that. As I'm sitting here, I'm kind of envious of Sister Yvette, Sister Loma, Sister Loretta, and Sister Shelley, for them to be there in the presence, your presence, of when you deliver this message, because it is so powerful. It's one thing seeing you on a screen, but it's one thing being there while you're giving the message. You not only gave us a historical view of the Bible, but also a spiritual one by your message. And it was so powerful. And I think, as I said in the past, we are definitely in the right place and the right time. And I just want to thank you for that message, because that hit home. I wish I had a towel to throw it to you, because you were on fire. But if I could say this one other thing, if everybody on this line could just say a prayer for Sister Denise, because she's been under the weather for quite a time. And she's really being a soldier. But if everyone could just say a prayer for her, I would really appreciate it. Because just like you said, it's not all about you, but it's about us and us sharing and thinking about others, which is more and more important. I think the thing is giving of yourself. And that's all God wants us to do, is give ourselves. But I want to thank you again, Pastor Conrad. God bless you, and continue giving us the message, because we need that. It is very well needed. Thank you.
Brother Kurt, we'll pray together for Sister Denise before we get off this line. So we'll definitely close with prayer over her.
Did I add something, cuz?
Yes, Evangelist.
First of all, hello to everybody. Good evening. I love everybody, and God bless everybody. Secondly, I want to thank God for giving us a pastor who not only preaches, but teaches. Because I learned something today. And I'm sure everybody else did too.
Amen.
The story of Elizabeth and her cousin Mary is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. And you put it into context very well.
Amen.
And
amen.
I want to say, as far as helping people get to the next level, I think about Mary in that context, in that she was coming from a place where she likely had a stigma hanging over her, and doubters, and a lot of people questioning how this young teenager could be impregnated and yet be unmarried and questioning who the father was. Now, that being said, I think it is only through God that she was led to go visit her cousin Elizabeth, and where she did not have to face any judgment, any ridicule. Who better than her cousin Elizabeth, who had also gone through a similar circumstance, being visited by an angel and being told about her upcoming pregnancy, regardless of, you know, what everybody thought about it. In Elizabeth's case, it was the fact that she was well beyond childbearing age. And in Mary's case, it was that, you know, obviously she was so young and had never been with a man. I think it's important to note that she didn't have to explain herself to her cousin. In fact, her cousin, when John leapt in her womb, her cousin said to her, you know, that she understood and that she was a special one and, you know, that she was carrying, you know, the child of God. So she didn't have to explain anything. And you can't tell me that that reassurance did not help Mary get to the next level. And having done that, Elizabeth, you cannot, I can only imagine that that took her to another level. And very quickly, I want to say, for a time, I was a corrections officer, a prison guard, if you will. And there were a group of inmates that I studied the Bible with, even though we were not supposed to be doing that. That was, quote unquote, against the rules. This one individual that I was studying with visited my church on a visitation, and he was part of the prison ministry there back at the prison. And they had an outing, and he came to visit the church. He enjoyed what he saw, and eventually, I saw him a couple months later at my church, and he asked me, what was I doing after church? And I said, nothing really. I was just going to be going home. And he said, well, if you wouldn't mind staying, he said he was being baptized right after the service. And he was baptized. And when he spoke afterwards, he cited me as an influencer that helped him get to the Lord.
Next level.
Next level. And I have to tell you, maybe it happened. Maybe it's not true. I don't know. But after he spoke and acknowledged me, I felt as though I had gotten to another level as far as my belief in God.
Yes.
So, and all this ties back to exactly what you were saying in your sermon today. And I want to thank you, and again, for being a preacher and a teacher. Thank you so much, cuz.
Thank you, Evangelist. Appreciate you sharing that, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate Brother Kurt, all to the Father, man. All him, just being obedient. Woo, man. Everybody else good? All right.
I have one little thing to add. When you were speaking, Pastor, the Holy Spirit said to me, Habakkuk 3, it says, his splendor covers the heaven, and the earth is full of his praise. Well, Mary carrying Jesus and delivering Jesus is how the earth was full of his praise, because we know even the heavenly hosts praise God when Jesus was born. And so as we look at Mary's leveling up and her bringing Jesus into this earth, causing the splendor of the heavens and the praise to fill, it said, fill the earth. So shall we, when we help people level up and we level up. Think of it this way. Don't just want to level up so you can get your leveling up. We should want to level up because when we do, when we help others level up, it releases. Think about something you help people with, or like Pastor said, if this money, some money comes or whatever, we all going to be like, woo, woo, right? We're going to be praising. And then Brother Kurt and Evangelist Glenn and Aunt Barbara, we all going to be like, yes, because we all going to get a piece, because we all are going to help each other level up. And then next thing you know, we all praising God. And what the word says, the earth is full of his praise. See, we're to cause that to happen.
Amen.
The what Pastor preached today is how that happens. Habakkuk is one of the old time prophets. So some of the stuff that he has prophesied hasn't happened yet. We have to have the earth full of his praise. And that happens by helping each other level up so that we can all be like, yes, yes, you helped me. And then I got like, because when the blessings flow down, the yes. praises go up. Yes. That's all I got.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Yvette. Woo, man. Praise God, church. Praise God. Well, hey, let's go ahead and pray for Sister Denise, and we'll close out. All right. Well, Father God, Sister Denise, I don't know if you can see me, but not that you have to, but
I can hear you, Pastor.
Okay, good, good. Well, Father God, we just praise you this day, oh God. We thank you for your word and all that has gone forth. But Father, we lift up Sister Denise right to you now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know all that she's been dealing with, Father, and all that's been going on with her body, Lord. Nothing has caught you by surprise. But Father, as Brother Kerr says, it's been a little longer than what it has needs to be. And it's just been lingering on with her, Lord. So we pray healing over her right now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. You said by your stripes, we are healed. Father, you know everything about Sister Denise's body, Lord. You know every hair on her head, Lord God. You know every artery, every vein, Lord God, in her system, Father God. Father, if you touch it and desire it to be done and healed, it will be. So, Father God, we present her to you right now, Father God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Sister Denise walks in healing, Lord God. We claim it right now, Father. Claim it before it happens, Lord God. See, Father God, we got to believe, Lord God, just like Mary did, Father God. She said, be it unto me, oh God. Well, if you said it, then it is so. So, Father God, everything has to bow to the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ailments, sicknesses, Father God, heart attacks, strokes, everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we call Sister Denise's body to align to everything, Father God, under Jesus, Lord God, that everything has to align. Nothing, Lord God, is to operate. We call her body to operate into perfection that it was designed to be, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Father God, her latter days are going to be better than her past, Lord God. See, Father, I know, Father God, she may be wondering, Father God, why now and all these things that I've gone through, Lord God. But Father God, you are not done with Sister Denise, Lord God. You have things that she still needs to do, Lord God. So Father God, we are believing for the miraculous, Lord God. We talk about this Jesus that we all speaking about, and he performed miracles, Lord God. But see, that's not just in the Bible, Lord God. It's now. It's today, Lord God. See, we are believing like they once believed, Lord God, because we're caught up a lot of times in our own circumstances. So, Father God, we just lift up
Sister Denise's faith, Father, just like they carried the man on the bed, Lord God, and lowered him through the roof, Lord God. We lower Sister Denise to your feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, when she can't pray for herself, we're praying for her now, Lord God. I know she's tired, Father. She's weary, Lord God. And Father God, she's a warrior, as Brother Kurt said, Lord God. She's a faithful fighter, Lord God. But Father God, sometimes we get tired, Lord God. So we stand in the gap for our sister, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, let no weapon formed against her prosper, Lord God. Let her mind continue to be clear, Lord God, to think of the things of you, Lord, that you have said about her. She is beautifully and wonderfully made, Lord God. An apple of your eye, Lord God. You got plans for her, Lord God. Father, that she will be able to help someone else level up, Lord God. Her children will look at her and call her blessed, Lord God, because they can say, Mom went through it, I can make it. And Mom is thriving, Father God, not just thriving, thriving. And so, Lord, we thank you for the testimony that lie ahead, Lord God, that we'll say, you know, the day we came together as a church. See, we can play individually, Father, but in unity, there's strength. And Lord God, we all are standing in the gap with our sister tonight, Lord God. That this day, Lord God, going forward, things are going to be different, Lord God. She is walking in her healing and her health in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we praise you. We love you, Lord God. We're looking forward to the testimony, Lord God, what the Lord has done and that he will continue to do, because work is awaiting for our sister, Lord God. She has to be well to perform it. So, Lord, we thank you for her life and her life to come. Oh, God. Yeah. And the things that are to do, Lord God. We thank you for our sister. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My God.
Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Yes, Sister Denise. Yeah. Yes. God bless you. We love you, Sister Denise.
I love you, too.
And.
Woo. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, church.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Woo. Wow.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. Mm.
Pastor.
Yes. Yes, Sister Bet. Woo.
Yes, sir.
I hear the Lord saying, you're going to have to be like Naaman.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have to keep dipping. And you may not see it, but you're going to have to claim the healing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to keep dipping. You're going to have to say, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to have to say, I'm healed. Mm-hmm. By his stripes, I am healed. You're going to have to say, infirmity, you have to go because I am healed. God says you are healed. You're going to have to be like Naaman, though. You're going to have to claim it. And mm-hmm. it may take seven times, times seven. He was on that seventh time that he was healed, but he had to keep believing with the faith. He didn't go by what he saw. He went by what he believed. And you're going to have to be like that for your healing is what I hear the Lord saying. You're going to have to declare it out of your mouth. You're going to have to say, no matter what it looks like, no matter how I hurt, no matter what it says, no matter what the doctor report is, that I am healed, that my body is lining up, that I am healed, my better days. You're going to have to profess it, because the word says some things go by prayer and fasting. And so just know, we praying for you. We just pastor pronounce healing on you. The Bible says that if the elders of the church come together and pray for you, you are healed. And so therefore you are healed. You just have to proclaim it and walk it out by faith.
Yes. Yeah. Sister Nace, I saw you just as Sister Yvette was saying that. I saw you standing in the mirror. Oh my God. I am healed in Jesus' name. Whatever you see is what you are.
Yeah.
I see this beautiful woman standing in the mirror. I see it, Denise, and saying, you know what? Devil, you've had your run. Mm. Your time is up. Jesus has got things for me. Mm-hmm. I am healed in Jesus' name. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. See, the image that you might have had before, Sister Denise, was the old image, the image of sickness, the flesh that's been dying spread out. But see, you are filled with the spirit. And God is saying, you are healed, but I need you to see it. So look in the mirror and say, I am healed in Jesus' name. And claim it and hold it, as Sister Yvette said. That's what he's talking about. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. This is what the body does. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Amen. I receive it.
Yes, yes, Sister Denise.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
I receive it.
Oh, my goodness.
Praise him. Praise him.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, guys, the word has been stirred. It's healing for everybody out here right now. Anybody dealing with something, healing is in the blood. It's out there, guys. It's there. Claim it. I don't care if your knee is hurting right now. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
No.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Sister Denise. Thank you. Oh, man, church. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Yes, Sister Loretta. All right. Woo, man. Yes, yes.
The Lord says that because you all have been faithful year after year, day after day, week after week, not because he is your cousin, but because you hear the Spirit of the Lord, that you will rejoice in what he rejoices in. You will be blessed in what he is blessed in.